السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. How long will people in Yemen be deprived of a decent living? Translated. Clashes raged again in the governments of Abyan and Shebwa in southern Yemen on Friday, the 6th of June, 2020, between the Abd Rabbuh's legitimacy forces and the traditional council, which was renewed 2 months after its first outbreaks in the beginning of August 2019, as if the war that was ignited with the entry of the Houthi Sana'a and the legitimacy of Abd Rabbuh on multiple fronts through the country in the year 2014 did not satisfy them. The fighting between the legitimacy of Abd Rabbuh and the traditional government is to remove the South Revolutionary Council and those who follow it of American men from the political scene in the south and the Houthis in the north. People in Yemen were affected by these wars and conflicts, so their homes, cities, and villages were bombed and destroyed and were displaced from them, and their roads were blocked, so they traveled long distances for long hours to reach their destinations. No one would imagine that a road that a passenger used to travel between Sana'a and Marib in 2.5 hours would require 18 hours, and the road from Aden to Sana'a, instead of taking 7 hours, would require 16 hours, and a road from Al-Hawban to the city of Taiz, instead of taking 20 minutes, would require a full day, not to mention cutting off people's livelihoods and cutting the salaries of employees for years. And in return, they are drawn to the fronts to get crumbs and to put their lives at risk to no avail. Cutting off public electricity in exchange for operating private stations and closing schools and hospitals. All of this for what? Is it to relieve people from the high prices of petrol products and the necessary foodstuffs? Are they fighting to provide services to them? No. By Allah, people are the last concern for the conflicting parties. From the far north to the far south, and from the far east to the far west, they have been found to achieve worse goals than the people of Yemen could imagine. O people in Yemen, all these things that all these people are doing to you, such as delaying the road travel, cutting electricity, and other sordid methods to disturb your livelihood so that you can accept the solutions they bring to you that will make your lives deadlier than they are. You must enjoy the safe life in your cities, villages, and roads, and not to be intimidated, and receive the services of electricity, medicine, and education without favor from anyone. Because all of this is at the heart of the state's function in Islam. Getting out of the life of misery that people in Yemen live in is achieved by returning to the application of Islam in all affairs of life. By establishing the second Khilafa al-Rashida, righteous caliphate state, on the method of prophethood. Getting out from the life of misery that people in Yemen live in is achieved by returning to the application of Islam in all affairs of life by establishing the second Khilafa al-Rashida, righteous caliphate, state, on the method of the prophethood, the glad tiding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said,
ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ
Then there will be Khilafa according to the method of prophethood. That makes people secured in their livelihood according to his saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضرموت لا يخاف إلا الله أو الذئب على غنمه
Till the traveler from Sana'a to Hadramaut will fear none but Allah or a wolf as regards his sheep. So will the people of Yemen extend their hands to those who work to establish it?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayat Yemen.